This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't... But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know the routine, but if you don't, that's all you have to do if you want to know who we are, what we look like, and what it is that we do across the nation. Well, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages work one with another. Folks, you can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter accounts. Again, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we just got back from Alaska, and we were there for 7 days, and then after that we were home for 2 days, and then we went to Los Angeles, and we just got back from LA yesterday. I got to tell you about that, okay? So, and it's important that you hear this because things are getting weird out there. And again, friends, I need to reiterate the point, and I don't mean to be rhetorical, friends, but you do need to understand that there's an agenda behind this whole movement of immorality, and it is aimed at your children, as I have shared with you time and time again. But when I was in Los Angeles just recently, friends, just as a matter of fact, 2 days ago I was there, me and my son went there, and lo and behold, there was this big, huge billboard, and it was a picture of a man dressed up like a woman. And there was a woman right next to it, the man that was trying to be a woman, blaming God for what he created, calling God a liar for his creation. How dare you do that? P.S. posted script. But interestingly enough, this post said, friends, it said that, you know, I just want to let you know that if you're wondering if you're beautiful, you are, in essence. Don't worry about what other people think. You're beautiful, okay? And right behind that, lo and behold, guess what we've seen right behind that, friends? We've seen a big church. And in this church of Satan had a big rainbow on it. And most people don't even understand, by the way, what that rainbow is all about. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But it was interesting what was right next to the big rainbow on the church of Satan there, who is an enemy of the cross of Jesus Christ. No, don't deny yourself. That's not what's preached there. Go ahead and do what you want to do. That's the first scripture in the Satanic Bible, and this is the message that they mean to send to everyone so tyrants in control can have more control over the immoral. So in saying that, friends, right next to that, it said a sign right next to the big rainbow, and in between the big transgender billboard, it said that hate is not a characteristic of the Christian faith. In other words, they're trying to tell you that it's hate to speak out against what God condemns and calls an abomination. Now, it's interesting because when we go to John 15, we can see that Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. And if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." And why did it hate the Christ? Because the Christ told the truth. He was magnifying God's moral law against all sin. So regardless of what the Church of Satan in Los Angeles wants you to believe, friends, if you understand Scripture, remember in the Old Testament, David said, "For my love, I was hated," in Psalm 109. We need to understand the love of the Holy Ghost, which has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Remembering, friends, that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness. But these people don't apply reproof, correction, or instructions in righteousness. No, they lower all that and they say, "No, go ahead and we'll preach a false grace and you're on your way to heaven." As a matter of fact, heaven can't wait till you get there. Isn't it something how that works, friends? So, in saying that, friends, we went down to Sunset Boulevard. We were driving and we were in the Hollywood area, and of course, on a big billboard on the side of a wall of a building, it had a big picture of a man that was dressed up like a woman. And on this particular billboard, it said, "I'm a big girl." It said, "I'm a big girl." Friends, do you realize what's happening in your country today is exactly what happened in France, what happened in Germany, what's happening in Canada right now? And who's on the heels of all of this, friends? None other than your sworn enemies. Friends, Germany's being plundered. By the way, Denmark's now being plundered. France is being plundered right now. And over in Canada, just to highlight and to prove the point once again, that these people are not ruled by law in any sense of the word. There is no stopping with these reprobate Satanist friends. Did you know that Canada legalizes some forms of bestiality just recently? Folks, if over in England they're not marrying bridges and marrying animals, and over in Canada legalizing bestiality, folks, isn't it interesting to note that this is what happens in the enemy's land? These are the things that they do. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about those that are plundering these nations. You have a criminal in the White House today advocating lawlessness to make your enemies that he is making way for to come into your country to plunder your country. He's making the laws null and void so they can feel like they're at home. You see how this all works, friends? But just think about that. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, Canada legalizes some bestiality. Where's this end? It doesn't, friends. You need to understand this is why God sent forth judgments upon these nations, because they didn't know when to put the brakes on. This is the definition of reprobate, which means without the knowledge or understanding or discernment of judgment. They have no knowledge between right and wrong. They do within themselves, because God has given each man and woman a conscience, which means with knowledge. But see, the Scripture tells us they sear their own consciences. They take a scissors and they cut it off. They'll have none of what God says. When God said, "Thou shalt not," they said, "Let's go ahead and do it anyways." See, they want to show their independence outside of God. And that lasts for a moment, because again, remember, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. So again, America, do you not understand the same things that are taking place in other countries like in Canada? That's all you have to do is look at the warning signs, because within 6 years, you're going to be in the same exact position as them if you allow this and you don't push them back into the closet or put them in jail, friends, where they belong. Either you be killing sin or sin be killing you, said John Owens. And how right on was he? Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. What about that rainbow that you were talking about, Bradley? I'm going to explain it really quick. And by the way, if this is the first time listening, yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting to note how the sodomite community takes on the rainbow for its symbol and its meaning of peace with God. Nothing could be further from the truth once again, friends. And by the way, this is nothing new, because Satan attempts to pervert the meaning of God's word and truth through perverted people. And here's another example. You see, God destroyed the world through judgment because God saw the wickedness of man. And by the way, you do need to understand that wicked means they have a knowledge of the truth, but they choose to do just the wrong. Okay? They know what to do, but they do the opposite, and they do it purposely. God saw the wickedness of man in that it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:5. You see, the Lord has seen fit to warn the people two different times in Leviticus 18:22 and Leviticus 20:13 against the abominable act of homosexuality. Rightly called, America, look at your state statutes, crimes against nature. Now, the very reason judgment was brought against the earth was because of these abominations before God, but instead of taking heed to why God brought the judgment, the sodomites overlook it and then pervert God's very meaning. Oh, I mean, folks, they add double condemnation unto themselves. Scripture says that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Folks, they aren't only disobedient, they are transgressing. Folks, they are provoking God. They are daring the justice of God, and so are the American people that sit back and allow this kind of behavior to go on, going on. In Genesis 9, 8 through 16, and God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is within you or with you, of the fowl of the cattle, the beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all the flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Okay, this is after the flood, friends. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for a perpetual generations, so on and so forth, forever. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I'll remember my covenant, which is between me and you, saith God, and every living creature of all the flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all the flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. So those that attempt to play the devil's advocate with God's true intention better understand that next time he's judging the world by fire, not water, 2 Peter 3:12. I want you to understand the severity of what these people are doing, friends. They are taking their abominable lifestyles. They are spitting towards heaven. And we all know the end of that. Those that spit against heaven will surely fall on their back. So, folks, there's the perversion of the rainbow. They mean to pervert the very meaning. And folks, again, who's at the heart of all this? Where was this conceived? In hell. Because everything God does, Satan sets up a counterfeit. He mocks the things of God, and he has his little useful idiot minions that are willing to do his biddings for them, not realizing that they are serving him who came to steal, kill, and destroy. There's no nice way of saying that. Okay, so folks, now you have it. That was my trip to Los Angeles. Now we're back home. And by the way, if you'd like to see some of these articles, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. I mean, some of the stuff that's taking place in your country, friends, the bells are going off. Hey, folks, the bells are going off. I'm hearing the trumpets all across the country. As a matter of fact, do you know that just today it was found out that it was exposed that Google was caught trying to rig presidential election for Hillary Clinton? And folks, for those that listen to us day after day, here's another one of those I told you so's. Folks, we already know that her Twitter account is 56% contrived. We know that at the commencement of her presidential launch back in Iowa, there was 22 people that showed up, and 14 of those people were the state-controlled narrative to set the premise that she is a legitimate candidate. And it's interesting, no matter what the people across the boards are saying, the state-controlled media is continuously casting it in your teeth. And by the way, friends, that is a perfect sign of judgment. God said he would cast it into your teeth. He would appoint those over you that hate you. He would appoint over you terror, friends. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, friends. But folks, there is no legitimacy behind Hillary Clinton. Folks, across the boards, even on the airplane coming back from Los Angeles, there was a guy right next to me. Man, he was just freely talking about how he's sick and tired of what's going on in this country. Folks, I never met him a day in my life. Talk to people. Begin to connect with people, folks, because you'll find that easily, hands down, 9 out of 10 are sick and tired of being sick and tired the way that you are, but the media is putting up these criminals as if they're legit, when in fact they are not, nor, let me say it again, nor do they have the support. America, it's all premised on a lie. They don't have the support. We also know concerning Hillary Clinton, her Facebook was bought and paid for by the State Department. Folks, all the money she was using to build up her account was all coming from what? The taxpayers. It's all a lie, friends. And it's interesting, I was talking to someone yesterday. Folks, behind every dictator, if you pull the curtain back, there's nothing there. Everything is premised on the lies that they perpetuate against the people. There's nothing there. And look at this. We have, lo and behold, hopefully this doesn't come as a surprise to anybody. But folks, isn't it interesting that there was a reality TV star, Obama bashes Trump, says that the presidency is a serious job? This is not reality TV, friends. I mean, folks, you need to understand that they've set up these baser sort that you have subjected yourself to. And if you think for one moment that Barack Hussein Obama has lost his battle, you better think again. And if you think he's stupid, you better think again. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's won the day, and he's done exactly what he said he was going to do in the face of 318 million people that stood down and let him do it. Nobody else to blame, friends. He's going after anybody and everybody. Now, to say that, to add on to the end of what he said here, friends, he comes about and he's high-fiving Hillary Clinton. Well, he's high-fiving her the same way she has him. But isn't it interesting? 8 years ago, friends, I thought they were at war with each other. I thought they were arch enemies. No, I told you that this was nothing but the WWF at its very worst. I told you that. Hello? And folks, it's interesting how people are so caught up into their favorite idols of the day. Oh, it's going to be Trump. It's going to be Bernie. It's going to be Hillary. Folks, you've already fallen for the game. You're already a part of the problem. You are the dupes of ill-designing men. And if you haven't figured that out, what is it going to take for you to finally figure it out? These were hand-picked. They were put out there for you, and they said, here's your options. And yet, last night, having dinner with a friend of ours in Minneapolis, they were asking me, who are you going to vote for? There's no legitimate candidates. I said, exactly. So, of the lesser of two evils, pick neither. Pick the candidate, friends, that you want to be your representative, not your leader. But see, America, you've fallen for the fact that these are leaders when, in fact, they're not leaders. They're representatives. They represent who we are. And they are not there, no matter if you love them or hate them, in any sense of the word. They are not there. They are not appointed to tear down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly, un-American image. But you're already caught up in the game. And folks, when I say you can't make this stuff up, you can't. But going back to Barack, friends, how is he not supporting Hillary Clinton? The administration that he's got around him said I eight years ago, is the Clintons' administration tried and true in their crimes against we the people? She just wants it back, but didn't I tell you that? Haven't I been telling you that, America? And now it begins to transpire, and then all of a sudden the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians jump on board and say, hey, you know what? Look what they're doing now. Look what they're doing now. We're not going to listen to the man of God. We're not going to listen to the prophetic in any sense of the word. We're going to be like the stupid people in Israel that continuously rejected God until it started to happen. And when Jeremiah warned, they didn't listen. And then once it started to transpire, they went back to Jeremiah and they said, hey, Jeremiah, what about this and what about this? Will you seek the Lord on our behalf? And the Lord said, don't even pray for him. Don't even pray for him, Jeremiah. Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? And what happened? There is a book of Lamentations, America. You need to study history. Barack Hussein Obama promoting Hillary Clinton. Hey, folks, keep in mind, Barack has 70% of his Twitter account is completely fake. It's contrived out of thin air. And you actually believed he was voted in, friends. Wow. We're going to be right back, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, hey folks, once again, being justified concerning the things taking place in your country. Hey, by the way, I want to tell you, thank you for making us the number one radio show. And I want to tell you why people listen to this radio show. Because the Lord is faithful to tell us years before these things come to pass. That's just how things work here. It's pretty cool. But I want to tell you the message that keeps coming back up and bubbling up in my heart is, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, for it's time for you to work, Father. Two different scriptures, one in the book of Psalm 119 and one in the book of Amos chapter 5. Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. And then Psalm 2 comes to my aid. And then Isaiah 26:9, where when thy judgments are in the earth, the people, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Yep, when his judgments are in the earth. Folks, he's going to get your attention one way or another. Read Psalm 97. Read Jeremiah 9:24. Okay? Thank you for making us the number one radio show. Thank you for listening. That tells me that you have a care for your future, and I appreciate it. And it also tells me that there are people out there that love the truth. Amen. It's the truth that makes men free, not the lie, not the compromise. I also want to tell the individual that just called into the office a couple moments ago, talking about resolve and yapping on about how everything is going wrong in this country, who's to blame? Who are we to blame? Are we to blame corrupt politicians that you tolerate? Are we to blame corrupt individuals that call themselves pastors in the church who have no business teaching and preaching from the pulpit in any sense of the word? Because man has ordained them? Let me tell you something, friends. God ordains men what they are. Okay, men do not. But you have a bunch of men ordained hirelings and whores in the pulpit that stand down when they should stand up across the boards. Why are we in trouble? Because America, I love you enough to tell you the truth. You tolerate it. That's why you're in trouble. The Lord said that he would turn that nation into hell that forgot about him. Is that what's happening? Yeah. And how do you know? How do you gauge that? Because of what you tolerate. That's the problem. I was just talking about during the last segment, friends, about how Barack is now banging the drum for Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself. That comes as no surprise. I told you this was coming down. She wants her administration back, friends. Why do you think they're doing the things that they're doing? They're stacking the administration all over again because they are going to do their best to push her in, like it or not. Like it or not. And friends, Ron Paul on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just came forward. And he said, U.S. elections are rigged. Of course they are. But Stalin told us that. The dictator of the past who killed 40 to 60 million of his own people after he went door to door disarming them. You know, isn't that funny? And, you know, just this week, there was a column that came out where it said that Hillary Clinton has no respect for the Constitution. Oh, I don't care what Hillary Clinton and her take on the Constitution and the enumerated laws. I don't care what her take on it is. See, the Constitution and the strength of the Constitution lies in the willingness of the people to defend it and enforce it against those out and within, foreign and domestic. Because we are the law. I don't care what the criminal has to say. I do care that the law, America, enforces that law against her and her treasonous crimes, along with her and her Saul Alinsky pal, Barack Hussein Obama, and the Bushites. That's what I care about. I care that the American people wake up and again quit playing dupes of ill-designing men. That's what I care about. But going back to Joseph Stalin says it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. Folks, there's been voter fraud in this country for how many years? And how many years have you known of the voter fraud? Here you have Ron Paul, love him or hate him. U.S. elections are rigged. Voting simply used to pacify the public. That's exactly right. Voting simply used to pacify the public. There's a video. You can watch the video. Folks, this show has been going line upon line, precept upon precept, right on the smack. So how do you bring about resolve? Hey, friends, I've been shouting it from the rooftops for years. Justice, judgment is the guardian of liberty. Hey, folks. You don't know the law? Let me tell you the law. They're violating the law. And if they're violating the law, that makes them transgressors. That makes them sinners. That makes them guilty of the crime committed and the crimes committed. But again, I'm speaking to a nation that has watched an administration transgress the Constitution over 1,083 times. 1,083 times. Hey, folks, I shared yesterday. Now you have an administration that is literally giving the green light to make your children a prey. And if you don't do it, said the dictator wannabe, then we're going to withhold taxpayer funds to support you in your state. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, there's just, you know, these are the signs of the times. Oh, hey, folks, that's the history of men. Hey, folks, if it was all over with, what are we doing here today? You've been lied to, right? We're not going to be raptured from responsibility. No, it's time to stand up and man up and prove our God in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Let them know who the Lord is. Make reference to the Word of God. Rehearse the Word of God. Let them open their ears. And if they refuse it, then judgment will fall. Then judgment will fall. Then judgment will fall. And I love that, friends. Isn't it interesting how everybody sat around when Noah was building the little arky ark? And all those little heathens and those wicked individuals and those that professed to love God, they sat there and mocked him and the 8 souls that were saved. They were mocking him. They were scorning him. They were laughing at him until it started to rain. Hey, America, it's raining. Hey, America, it's time to get in the ark. It's raining. What's the message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read his moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. Let it be a schoolmaster to drive you to the foot of Christ, the cross of Christ, where it can do no more, and where you put your faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. That's the message. Are you hearing that message across the boards, America? No, then there's a lack of love. There's a lack of care for your souls. What else do you want me to highlight, America, as to what's going on in your backyard? You know who the criminals are. You know who the bad guys are. You know who they are. You want resolve? Then stand up and deal with it. Well, Congress won't do it. The Senate won't. Then deal with them lawfully. Folks, you act like you're, you know, really what it comes down to is it doesn't change because you don't want it to change. And as I wrote on my last article this week, America doesn't want to be delivered from her sin. She wants to be delivered from her God, and then they want to call it grace. And that they're on their way to heaven, regardless of what happens. And then what they'll do is they'll listen to the burnt hippies that are still on PCP called pastors in the churches across the boards in America today talking about the rapture. And what do? They praise the wicked. They praise the work of the bad guy. And they fail to magnify the Christ they say that they love so much. But again, what comes to my aid? You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is a SERPer, not a candidate. Speaking of Hillary Clinton again, California primary was stolen, Hillary's nomination a coup. Of course it's a coup. Who likes her, friends? I was in a city with 7 million people 2 days ago. I seen one. Are you ready for Hillary yet? Sticker on the back of a car. One sticker. America, you're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to yourself. Resolve is too simple. It's not complicated enough. It's not something that you can keep talking over. No. It's simple. Judgment. It's simple. Enforce the laws against their crime. It's simple. Read the Constitution. Find the enumerated laws and enforce them against those that serve we the people, that are serving special interests, that are destroying your country because they're playing the Judas in the face of the American people. And they're selling you down the river for 30 pieces of silver. Hey, folks, did you know SonsOfLibertyMedia.com? Did you know that the Ninth Circuit Court rules? Listen, the Ninth Circuit Court rules. Well, the American people have already been led to believe that whatever a judge says must be. Are they making reference to the law? Are they discovering the law and applying the law? Or are they legislating? Are they acting as paid activists to rule against God's moral law? That's what you're saying today. Well, then you're to remove them. Article 3, Section 1. If they don't sit in good behavior, then deal with them. But the Ninth Circuit Court rules. Ooh. Whoa, what did they say today? What did those demigods say today, America? Unconstitutionally, no right to carry concealed guns, folks. You're going to be disarmed. You're going to be disarmed, America. Unless you get it on between you and your God. And by the way, I'm not using covetous words, and I'm not using fear against itself. I'm telling you what, friends. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. You fear God. Your sin is finding you out, America. Numbers 32:23. You're beginning to reap what you sowed, what you've tolerated. 58 million babies murdered in the womb. Why are they trying to disarm you? Well, these are the same people that you allowed to rule in favor of sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. These are the people that you've allowed to go ahead and say, no, there's nothing wrong with selling baby parts. Kill them. Matter of fact, give me a website where I can go online and pick the baby part that I want, the baby part of my choice, and the government said it's okay. That's not government, America. That's criminal.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm going to spend the whole hour, next hour, on how to preach without converting anybody, and I'm going to hit every single one of them, folks, because it's exactly what we're seeing today. I've gotten to it little by little, but I've not gotten to it as a whole. We're going to be talking about that hour, too. I'm looking forward to it because I have not read through every single one of them, but it's exactly, folks, as to what not to preach without converting. Hey, folks, just go ahead. This is how you do it. This is what you leave with without. You omit it. And see, this is the problem that I have with so much of what's going on out there. It's not so much as what people say that bother me. It's what they don't say that bothers me. And by the way, that's what bothers them too, because they know that they should say it, but they fail to do so. Again, they love Jesus so much that they fail to obey him at every given opportunity. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, interestingly enough, it seems very odd that Hungarian President Viktor Orban is so opposed to the refugees, yet at the same time, Hungary is the port of entry for most of them. So again, folks, what they do is they condemn it in the south and they promote it in the north. That's what these people are conditioned to do. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, married, listen carefully, Christian rocker, Trey Pearson embraces sodomy. Something God clearly condemns. I mean, it's just so Wow. Here's another one for you, America. Obama's State Department finally admits it's deliberately deleted key portion of Iran briefing. Well, you already knew that, America. I mean, you need to understand that Valerie Jarrett, folks, is an Iranian-born individual. And she's the one that tells this effeminate, sodomite criminal in the White House what pants to wear every day. But as long as the tyrant's smiling, Bradley, you're just so far out there. Fail, America, have you? Have you failed to judge them by their fruit? Yes, you have. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just lay a question to them. Bad headline. Is it fair to allow transgendered males to compete against women in sporting events? Hey, folks, really? Really, have you been that conditioned and dummied down already to ask the question? It's a man racing against a woman. I mean, we're seeing this in the UFC, friends. These men that call themselves women beating the tar, literally cracking the skulls of women. And the American people, they're entertained by it, though. Well, he identifies as a woman, so therefore we'll just accept it. Even though we say we don't, we'll just accept it anyways. And we'll let that man beat up the woman, and we'll say it's a fair fight. You're some twisted folks, friends, let me tell you. You know what? We're one step away from gladiator games again, friends. You mark my words. One step away. That which used to be illegal, friends, now they're doing it every day. Now they're putting them in a cage. Matter of fact, if you want to do a little Google search, why don't you see how many of these boxers and these UFC fighters, how many of them died? I mean, the only thing they don't have in their hands now, friends, is a knife or a sword. You want to talk about history repeating itself? They're throwing humans in a cage, and they're watching, and they're entertained to watch them beat the living life out of each other. And people pay for this. Oh, it's a sport. Really? Hey, folks, your head's not created for that. It's your bodies are not created for what you call sport. Speaking of the UFC, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, Catholic Church in Italy tells Christians, do not pray to Jesus loudly because it will offend the Muslims. Wow. Find out who you can't criticize, and you'll find exactly who means to rule over you. There you have it right there. And it's an ideology, friends. It's an ideology. Just a bunch of useful idiots being used as a political battering ram. That's all. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, new ISIS kill list targets thousands of Americans. Really, we've already heard that from the DHS. Who is ISIS? Everything that this criminal in the White House benefits is ISIS. Who's ISIS? We've already heard that the CIA is responsible from key people. Even when she spoke the truth in her confusion, she blurted the truth out in her confusion, friends. Even none other than Hillary Clinton even admitted this, friends. Of course it is. There's nothing new under the sun. Hitler had his brown shirts, friends. That's the easiest way for me to explain without going into great detail again. And keep in mind what your forefathers said, James Madison. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. That's exactly right. Well, Barack just sent Navy SEALs over to the Middle East again, friends, so they can come back in boxes, and you won't hear about it, rest assured. Just go to Arlington, and you can understand what I'm trying to tell you. But your borders are wide open. And now they're even finding, friends, now they're even finding that ISIS is within America. Really? The door, hey, folks, they've been ushered in. And you know they've been ushered in, whoever they may be. Why don't we stick the Navy SEALs on these guys, friends? It'll be over real quick, rest assured. We can't have that. We got to get rid of our Navy SEALs. They got to die mysteriously through Extortion 17 and through other means that we can attempt to justify. And we want it to go no further than what you tell, what they tell us, say they. Hey, we've already told you what happened while all the well knowing what happened. Hey, folks, Navy SEALs don't die. Navy SEALs don't die. And isn't it interesting, folks, I was on this a couple weeks ago, but this comes to my aid again. Isn't it interesting, politicians? Isn't it interesting how so apt they are to throw your kids over into unconstitutional wars? As they're driving, as they have limousines, pick them up and drop them off at home and pick them up and bring them back to work to destroy another day. Isn't it interesting that they have bulletproof glass on their vehicles and armed guards around them? as they destroy America, but they take your sons and they throw them out to be made a prey before foreign enemies. Isn't that amazing how that works? Hey, America, have you thought about this? Have you seen the new Benghazi that's just been released? Your American government stood down and foreign governments stood down to help our guys in Benghazi? 13 hours, have you seen that yet? That's what you're dealing with today. And it's interesting, even going over to the Benghazi thing, folks, it's interesting that the United States military had drones on everything the entire time watching. It was a turkey shoot. Friends, it was a turkey shoot. Just like Operation Red Wing was a turkey shoot. Our guys were being set up. In America, you know that that's what's happening. And if you don't want to listen to me, then listen to the parents that have the information to tell you that this is a trade-off, friends. Oh, Bradley, that's conspiratorial. No. That's not flying anymore today, guys. Good luck. Try something different because that one's not working. Too many things that you have allowed the enemies of America to call theories have turned out to be exactly conspiratorial. So, by the way, one more thing, too. San Jose Police Department, the chief, you guys do realize that what's going on with Trump over there and how they're attacking everybody that would go to support Donald Trump, love him or hate him. It's interesting to note that they just found out that he was a La Raza agent. He's helping these foreigners to come into America and attack Americans. Isn't that crazy? And please forgive me. I do have one more thing I want to tell you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, major American church stated all whites are racist no matter what. Hey, friends, who's under attack? Who's been under attack since September 11th? Just asking. Hey, folks, in all sincerity, and if you were to be fair, in the light of truth, you can't deny who's been under attack. You and me have been under attack by this administration, the previous administration, and folks, we can keep going back all the way to Daddy Bush, and we can even go back further than that, friends. We can even go back further than that. Well, we're going to talk about hour two, and I'm looking forward to it, to be quite honest with you. How to preach without converting anybody. I'm going to hit every one of them, and I promise I'm going to spend the hour on it. And I want to ask you the question, and I'll lay it to your candor during hour two, but is this what you're seeing in the American church today? Yes, it is. Then you have to ask the question, where is Christ? And isn't that their message, Christ crucified? There it is right there. Guess what's missing, friends? It's called the cross of Jesus Christ. It's called the cross of Jesus Christ, and we're going to get to that in just a couple of moments. Here's a positive word for you, for all of you intellectuals who want to try to twist and to complicate the easiest thing that I can possibly share with you. The resolve is this: stand up and deal with the issues at hand. King James Version, Deuteronomy 4:6, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation, America, is a wise and understanding people. What is he talking about? He's talking about enforcing his moral law, not ceremonial law, but moral law, which Christ came to explain. Therefore, if he came to explain it, it was not abrogated, nor has it been abrogated, you antinomianists, okay? Just calling you out. Hey, telling the truth and shaming the devil here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We've had a phone call up here by Lee calling from San Diego, California. If you can just hold on for one moment, Lee, I'll get you right on top of hour two. I appreciate you holding on for me. I got on this little tangent, and I got to stick with him, okay? It's the Bunny Trails, feeding the flock, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.